CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari, on demand for your convenience. Thank you for stopping by and having a listen to the show.
Demanding you to listen to the entire episode.
Which features a breaking, beating burnout segment with Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine, taking your questions.
Pretty good questions, to be honest. I'm very impressed, actually. Go the coast.
Yep.
Great questions.
We'll have her on again next Monday. So if
every Monday, pretty much now from now on.
So if you hear it and you want to get your question in, you can do it before next week. And we'll put that one to her. Yeah. Annette Clark joined us to talk all things footy tipping and car giveaways.
Oh, so exciting. I reckon it's got a reverse camera, surely. Surely it's got a reverse camera. It's a new one. It definitely has got it.
There's only one way to find out, and that's to win it.
Yeah, exactly, because it's brand new. It's not here yet. No one is currently driving this car. You're going to get the first one.
Couple of rollovers for our competitions. We had Word Sanger. No one got it. We
had no one.
Who Dat with the second biggest douche on the planet, Pete Davidson.
Whatever.
My name's Pete Davidson. I'm a little brat.
You're so salty. Why do you hate him so much?
Oh, he turns up to work on weed.
Isn't it legal there?
Not to turn up to work on it.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like turning up drunk.
I guess so.
Yeah, no, but it's weed, so it's okay.
Yeah, but he's
so
like
cool.
Famous.
Yeah, he's...
It's like who he is, isn't it? It's a part of his identity. Leave him alone, Adam.
What a douche.
You're a douche.
We did have a Chorus King today, though, so that was one. The other two were not one. You can tune in tomorrow because it's a rollover and you could win it tomorrow. So
I know. This is like early clues, isn't it? Give you extra time.
So hear it all, Liz. Have a listen. And see what you think.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. What up?
What up, players? I thought you were going to say welcome back. Thank you.
Oh, welcome back, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I forgot because I saw a lot of you over the weekend.
I know.
The relay and the Devonport Motor Show.
We've been busy,
Friday.
Hey.
Friday's dead to me. That was like months ago.
Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But yeah, okay, whatever. Well, I guess I spoke to you on Wednesday anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah, live on the air too. How cute.
I know, cute from the airport. Might I add, Devonport Airport, free car parking at
That's
the
good.
Moment. I rocked up and was like, this has got to be a trick. Is this a trick? But then there were signs everywhere. I was like, oh, free car parking.
How much are the flights out of that Dev Airport? Because my flights are cheap at Lonnie, but the petrol's going to cost me like as much as the flight.
So they're not that cheap. I looked at flights one day and then I booked them the next and they jumped up dramatically. Yeah. It was $800 to get home.
But that's from Adelaide.
So from Devonport to Melbourne, Melbourne to Adelaide, $800. And then to get back was $223 or something.
Mm.
So it's still cheaper to go to Lonnie.
It is, even with the petrol. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you for the information.
No worries.
Here's some information for you coming up on the show. Annette Clark's going to tell us more, give us the lowdown on Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen's biggest ever footy tipping
competition. She's doing better at her tipping than me.
You're not doing too well.
I don't think so. I can't even remember who I tipped, to be honest.
Did you tip Carlton?
Yes, because I was like, it's a beer.
That's a good one to tip.
Mm.
Not many people would have tipped them to be the doggies, but they're going to have a good season, I think.
Well, people were talking at the Motor Show yesterday that possibly it might be their season.
It could be. It's about time.
Mm.
It's been some time for the poor Blues.
So, noted that, and I will now tip them every time.
Hey, that's good. That's good thinking. Unless they start losing all the time, it might be silly to continue to tip
them. Don't care. My loyalties lie there now.
Also, Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine is going to join us after 8 o'clock to help us beat burnout. So if you have a question for her, chuck it up on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania or give us a call, 1300 655 922, and we'll ask her for you how to beat burnout.
Yep. I'm excited about the answers, to be honest.
I'm ready
to hear them.
Mm-hmm. We've already got a few on the Facebook, but I think 1300 655 922, if you call, it means you beat the queue.
Yes, you get through the queue.
We like phone calls, don't we?
We do, don't we?
So it's all coming up, and next we'll wake up with a 5-second rule. You can join in at home or in the car as well, see if you can beat us. You're going to answer three things in 5 seconds, pretty much. But first, let's push up.
Why not?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
You pushing up?
Well, I think so. Are you pushing up?
She grabbed her breasts. She said, well, I think so. Grabbed her breasts.
Well, I've got a crop top on. It's pretty tight. They're quite high up in the air. Yeah, sorry. I thought all I thought was push-up bra then.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 14 past 6. We're going to do a five-second rule. Someone's calling the phone. Should we make him do a five-second rule?
Oh, go on.
It's going to be Mel.
Hello, mysterious Mel.
Hello, CFM. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's James, Adam and Ari. How are you guys?
James,
hello,
we're good.
James.
You're on the air. How are you going, mate? How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. I went to Rocky Caves yesterday.
Oh, how was that?
Good.
It's good down there, isn't it?
Picked up a bike, and I heard on CFM that Joe
Cavalier
and Rex
Sorries
are playing down there.
Ooh, very nice.
It's a good area, that Rocky Cape.
Yeah, I know.
James, we got to go because we got to do 5 second rule. Yeah. We appreciate your call.
Guess what?
Yeah, mate.
There's a tough one boosting
highway
down there, Rocky Cape Roadhouse.
Ooh.
That was it? All the more reason to go down to that Rocky Cape. It's a good place.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Thanks for your call, James.
Thanks, James.
Yeah. See you, mate.
See ya.
I'm actually shocked it wasn't Mysterious Mel. Mel, where are you? Wake up, Mel.
I thought you were going to do a five-second rule with us, Mel. All right, Ari, am I asking you first?
Yeah, go on.
All right, Ari, in 5 seconds, please name... Oh, I had the wrong side. Please name three things with buttons.
T-shirts, bedspreads, and... pants.
Oh, I think she got it just in the nick of time there. I think she did do it.
Yes, players, it's good.
You're a fan of the button fly, are you?
Well, I don't know. I just panicked. Aren't they the worst when you really need a wee and you got to undo like five buttons on your jeans?
Yeah, in an emergency situation, the button
fly.
They're
not good.
But then, you know, when you got the ghoulies and the zipper...
Ooh,
chaos can ensue.
Risky business.
Interlocking metal teeth right around that area. Dangerous.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It wasn't too bad, but there's people that have done worse than me. Yeah. Where it goes, you can see it in the teeth and everything.
Ooh.
Oh, Ari,
oh my
no,
God,
please.
Stop. You're making me cringe.
Stop it, Ari.
Okay, your turn. 5 second rule for Adam. Name three things that you blow up.
Oh. Blow up.
Mm.
A balloon. I couldn't get candles out of my head. Blow up candles.
Well, you blow out.
I know. Yeah. Wrong.
That means I win.
How'd you go listening? Did you beat us? I mean, Ari won, but you could have beaten me maybe. Blow up. What else can you blow up?
I thought you would have been baited with that question. Sometimes you say risky things.
Like what?
You
mean risque things?
Risque.
French.
Risque things.
What else can you blow up?
A bed, a blow-up mattress.
Yeah, mattress, yeah.
Balloon, mattress.
Balloon, mattress. We need a third in 5 seconds. You can't blow up anything else. So in a way, don't I win?
No.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
We're at 1300 655 922, where we have Nina on the phone. How are you, Nina?
Good, thanks. I just wanted to say you could blow up a building.
A building.
See, I said that. I was trying to bait Adam with that question, but he didn't say it.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking a bomb, but yes, I should have. A building you can blow up.
Do you know two other things that you could blow up?
Down on the risque side, a doll.
Ooh,
blow up doll, of course. Nina,
yep, I love this. And one more.
Can you blow up your stomach when you had too much to eat?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can it be bloated, blow it up?
Nina, you've done well.
I reckon we'd accept that answer. We need to get Nina on for tomorrow's 5 second rule.
Well done.
I'll be back. I'll call back.
Oh,
oh my God, can you take my team? We can.
I'll go your team.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
I need all the help I can get.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks, Nina.
Have a great day.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Some sad news for the rock world over the weekend. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died.
He was a tour de force in the drums, his passion and skill helping to drive Foo Fighters to mainstream fame. In a career with the band spanning 25 years, Taylor Hawkins earned his place as one of rock's greatest musicians.
He's such an integral part of the band. He's been playing with the Foo Fighters for more than two decades, very much Dave Grohl's kind of partner in crime and sidekick.
Initial reports are reporting that he died with 10 drugs in his system. Antidepressants, benzos, opioids... THC, which means cannabis, possibly heroin, And they were shocked, the people that discovered him, or the forensics that that looked at his heart, were shocked by the size of his enlarged heart.
Wow.
Because I think he died of a heart attack, but possibly caused by drugs, which is very sad. He's got kids and a wife and everything.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
How old is he?
50, I think. 50 years old.
Yeah, it's still so quite young.
Looked like a healthy fella. Maybe a little skinny, but that can happen if you use too many drugs.
A little skinny, Adam.
What? He was a bit skinny looking. Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've got the photos up.
Chris Martin of Coldplay, they were playing live, and he mentioned it on stage.
We should send love to the Foo Fighters because we all knew Taylor, the drummer, who's a beautiful, beautiful man. And so we're going to play this song for the Foo Fighters, and this is called Everything.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It only takes one drug session to kill you. So, I mean, people seem to think they're invincible sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know, don't do it, especially if you've got children and you're 50. It's not a good idea.
Everything will kill you, though, really, if you think about it.
So you're saying go for it.
No, I didn't say that.
Right here, live on air, I can't believe my co-host.
I did not say that. You can't live in fear, though. I mean, in that scenario, yeah, don't mix
10 drugs together.
Yeah, don't do that.
I think you should
but
be
you
in
can't
fear.
Live in fear of everything else.
I personally am proud I live in fear of mixing 10 drugs together.
Yeah, I'm also proud that I don't do that either.
But very sad. I still haven't seen the horror movie they made about the making of their album, Studio 666, but... I
do you reckon the sales for that will go through the roof now?
Well, it's not in any theatres here in Tassie. It's only in that theatre.
Actually, my cousin did say to me when I was home over the last week, she's going to go watch it and then report back to you.
Well, I already pirated it. It's on my computer at home, ready to go. Have to pirate it. It's not here. It's not in cinemas here.
Damn, you're not supposed to be so open about the illegal things that you do.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Wake up in the morning. On 101.7 CFM.
We have Alex on the phone. I believe he has something to say about our earlier 5-second rule, which has caused a bit of a stir. How are you going, Alex?
Good. Listen, Adam, I just want to support you in something.
Yep.
Ari, did you say that bed sheets have buttons on them?
Yes.
What kind of bed sheets have buttons on them?
Sheridan bed sheets. I've got them at home. I've had them since I was 17. They're blue, and at the very bottom, instead of a zip, they've got buttons. I've also got an Adairs one that also has buttons at the bottom.
Of the sheets?
Well, like the quilt cover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Quilt cover is not a sheet.
Yeah,
but it's like the bed sheet set.
I didn't pick up on that, Alex, either. I missed that.
Oh, Alex, why do you do this to me? Come on, it's Monday morning.
And did you also say that T-shirts have buttons?
T-shirt.
Oh, shirt.
Did you say
button.
T-shirt? Oh, I missed.
Alex!
I missed all of this. She got away with this, Alex, this morning. Double
sorry, Ari, I do apologize.
What happens if they? What about a T-shirt? Some, I think Peter Alexander tops have just like one button at the top on a T-shirt. I reckon we could find a T-shirt that has a button on it.
Probably.
I'm sure you can.
But probably not a bed sheet.
Oh, come on. You know what I meant, though. Alex, why don't you do this to me?
Thanks for keeping us honest. He's keeping us honest.
Us guys have to stick together, Adam.
Alex, finally, I found a team member.
Fine. It'll be Nina against Alex tomorrow morning. Me back here, same time, same place.
And that's the reason why I rang. When she rang, I thought, I'm going to stick up with Adam.
Alex, bless you.
I'm honestly so devastated right now.
That's my boy.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
You too, Alex.
Thanks,
cheers,
Alex.
For that.
Bye. Bye.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Okay, it's time to play Who Dat. If you guess the celebrity, we are looking for Pete Davidson. Not like Davison, like Adam's last name.
Spelled incorrectly.
Davidson with a douche.
Not only is Pete Davidson a douchebag, but he spelled it wrong.
Not.
Pete Davidson.
What a little brat. He's a little brat.
Are you one of the audio clips?
No,
oh,
I'm
my
not.
God, that would have been so funny.
My name's Pete Davidson.
It's just made my morning. The facial expressions that went with that are on point. Okay, if you think you can pick Pete Davidson out of three audio clips, the real one, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
All right, here's the three clips. Which one is Pete Davidson? This is clip A.
When SNL needs a young guy, I'm the closest thing they got.
Or is it clip B?
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
And we got clip C.
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
A, B, or C, which one's Pete Davidson? Remember, he's the fellow from SNL that Kanye West hates.
Yeah.
Goes out with Kim.
Yes. Rivalry there.
Yeah, so he's sort of the second biggest douche on the planet. After Kanye. All right, here's clip A.
When SNL needs a young guy, I'm the closest thing they got.
Here's B.
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
And clip C.
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
Remember, 1 in 3 chance if you have a shot at 1-300-655-922. Here's Bieber on CFM, 6:45.
Morning.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Rowan from Somerset is on to play Who Dat. Rowan, before we get to Who Dat, we're just asking today, and I don't know if you've been in isolation for COVID or not, but what's the first thing you did when you got out of ISO?
I haven't actually been in ISO for COVID, touch wood.
Nice work.
Either have I.
Yeah, I have. The first thing I did, I went to the pub.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all, Adam.
That's a smart choice.
And when we were all locked down and we couldn't go to the pub, the first thing I did after that lockdown...
Go to the pub.
I went to the pub. I missed beer on tap.
Yeah, the little thing.
It is, isn't it? All right, Rowan, I'll run those clips for you again and you tell us which one's Pete Davidson. Here's clip A.
When SNL needs a young guy, I'm the closest thing they got.
Here's clip B.
When I came back, the dog was like really tight with my mom. Right, so I bought another one.
And clip C.
I had a match with Post Malone in a beer pong game.
A, B, or C, Rowan, which one's Pete Davidson?
I'm going to go with A.
When SNL needs a young guy, I'm the closest thing they got.
Sorry, Rowan.
Oh, sorry, Rowan.
That's Robbie Goodwin doing an impression.
Of course, yep.
Sorry, Rowan. Thanks for your call.
Devo.
Alrighty, we'll roll it over till tomorrow. So you'll have a 1 in 2 shot tomorrow.
Oh, even better.
To play Who Dat. And plus, you've got 24 hours to mull it over. Have
a
real deep
think.
Real think. Which one is the second biggest douche on the planet?
It's you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
7:03 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Time for a quick history lesson.
Today in history.
Thousands of years ago.
Bow, wow, wow.
Ah, she's back. It's the 28th of March today, Arielle Acklin. Shall we have a look?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Can you believe it? Get your Christmas shopping done. On this day in 1967, Van Morrison recorded Brown Eyed Girl. You know that one?
Yeah, I know the song.
Oh, she does.
Brown Eyed Girl.
It's a good one, isn't it?
It is a good one.
He recorded it on this day in 67.
Oh.
So if we travelled through time to this day in 67, we'd see him probably recording it.
Cute.
With his mics and everything. On this day in 2004, a jet engine set a world record when it flew faster than 7 times the speed of sound over the Pacific Ocean. It was a NASA scramjet.
Oh.
On this day in 2007, now you've heard of a hat trick in cricket.
Oh, you've spoken about this hat trick.
Hat trick, yeah, you get 3 in a row.
Yep, okay. Well,
they don't even have a name for 4 in a row, but on this day...
Oh, they don't?
No, not really. But on this day in 2007, Sri Lankan fast bowler Lasith Malinga produced an unprecedented sequence of 4 wickets in 4 bowls against New Zealand in the T20 World Cup. So
well,
I
that's what it's called, 4 and 4.
4 and 4.
Yeah.
Sounds made up.
Oh, and a hat trick doesn't sound made up.
Hat trick's, you know, you've got a name for it. 4 and 4 is just, yeah.
I think 4 and 4 sounds better.
Fantastic. He has got 4 wickets in 4 bowls.
Yeah, know? It makes more sense to me.
On this day in 2009, the first cases of H1N1 swine flu in the United States occurred in two people in California.
It's almost like a scene from a Michael Crichton novel. Medical workers in biohazard suits and people wearing surgical masks out on the streets. These images on TV seem to contradict President Obama's message that swine flu is not a cause for alarm.
2009, very different times.
2009, 2019.
Yeah, what's the diff?
What's going to be in 2029?
That's the question.
That is the real
Stay
question.
Stay tuned. Yes, for 10 years, find out. And it was on this day in 2018 that Captain Steve Smith and Dave Warner were suspended for 12 months and Bancroft for 9 months for their part in the infamous ball tampering scandal in the South Africa.
Steve Smith won't be able to hold a leadership position with the Australian men's cricket team for a minimum of 2 years. David Warner, meanwhile, he's been ruled out forever. He'll never be able to hold another leadership position in that team. And both players have also lost their lucrative IPL contracts.
That's history. We are so late for news.
CFM weather. Your perfect mobile phone is at Harvey Norman Devonport, your local Optus premium dealer.
A cloudy start to the week for us today. Medium chance of showers as well, becoming less likely later in the morning. Some light winds around that'll get up to 20 k's this evening and then lighten up again later in the evening. Top of 22 we're expecting today. Tuesday and Wednesday, both 20, partly cloudy, and Thursday, 18. And partly cloudy.
Currently in Burnie, it's 16 degrees, and in Devonport, it's currently 15.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Are you having a little chuckle there?
Yeah.
What are you chuckling about?
Just this morning, I've been extending the pause at the end of my weather.
I know. Because
you're ready to go, and I haven't finished yet, and I'm making the pause real long when you have to wait.
Yeah, every time. But hey, I'm used to it. You just missed me, didn't you?
I'm just a
bit. 3 days without me, you've missed me.
Yeah, I had no one to like prank with my weather.
Cute.
Coming up this hour, before 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Annette Clark from Burnie and Devonport Volkswagen about our footy tipping competition.
And about the car
that you can win. Ooh. With aforementioned footy tipping competition, cfmtaz.com.au. Word singers coming up, dog news. But also right now, we want to give away some stuff, Ari.
We sure do. How does 3 hours of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair sound?
Good, thank you.
You have the nickname Chucky for a reason. Are you like Adam? Could you even last 3 hours on rides without...
listen to me. I've never once vomited on a ride.
Yeah, all lies. Facebook said something else.
Yeah, but Facebook's lying. I vomited during Feb Fit last year when we were working out. That's when I vomited.
Yeah, one time. Are you sure?
I love a ride.
Yep, okay. Well, you could be winning 3 hours of free rides. It's a wristband for you and a mate.
We wouldn't
send you solo.
We got two of them to give away.
Don't want to sit next to a random on the ride.
Uh-huh.
So we've got 2 wristbands to give away.
Yeah.
Cool now. Yep. All we want to know is, Adam,
what did you do or what will you do, hypothetically, if you are in isolation? What's the first thing you did after ISO? 1300 655 922. Tell us what the first thing you did after ISO or what the first thing you would do after ISO if you were isolated with COVID or a COVID scare. Tell us, 1300 655 922, and those 2 wristbands for 3 hours of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair are yours.
Ooh, easy to win.
1300 655 922 now. Here's Unique 2.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1300 655 922.
At 1300 655 922, we're giving away some wristbands for free rides, 3 hours worth of free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair right now. Who have we got there?
It's James and Ari. Here you go.
Good, James.
Good, thanks, James.
Did you want the wristbands at the Devonport Family Fun Fair?
Yes, please.
We just want
my girlfriend to it too, as well.
Perfect, James.
Perfect. Go, James.
And guess what I did once before?
Oh, you have been there?
I had a chocolate milkshake and got on the octopus.
Oh, perfect.
On the octopus. So you've got to be careful. You don't want
my stomach and then threw up.
That's what I was going to say. You don't want too much milk in the stomach before you go on the ride, mate.
Yeah.
All right, so what would you do coming out of isolation? What's the first thing that you would do?
Go to the shop and get a cordy.
Oh, get a cordy from the shop.
Yeah, mate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
can't do that in ISO.
James, that 3 hours of free rides wristband is yours to the Devonport Family Fun Fair.
Wait, what street is it in, please?
Pardon?
What street is it in? Where do I pick up the prize? 7VU?
No, down in Devonport. Well, actually, you go straight to the Family Fun Fair. The wristbands are available from the box office at the Family Fun Fair, and your name will be on the door.
The Family Office or Devonport Office?
No, you go straight to the Family Fun Fair. We'll pass on your name, and you'll just go to the box office there.
Yeah, do I go to ID office or B?
You don't need to go to either office. You just need to go down to the Family Fun Fair to the box office.
My friend looks back to me. I'd like to go and take my girlfriend to it, please.
Yeah, of course.
You've won, James. They're yours.
Okay, thank you.
So you just have to go to the Family Fun Fair.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too, mate. All right, we have one more. If you want to call now, 1-300-655-922. One more double, 3 hours of free rides, wristbands to the Devonport Family Fun Fair. Just call and tell us what's the first thing you do after I say.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
I got all the letters mixed up there. Jacinta from Haybridge is on. Jacinta, we just want to know for the wristband for the free rides at the Devonport Family Fun Fair, what is the first thing you did or would do when you came out of isolation?
Definitely go see my grandkids.
Aww. We'll accept that answer.
All right, that 3 hours of free rides wristband is yours, times two.
Enjoy it. Are you going to take the grandkids to it?
Probably have to take my children, younger children before the grandkids or they might get upset.
Okay. Yeah, very fair true.
Enough. Fair enough.
Very wise. Well, congratulations, Jacinta. Those two wristbands are yours. You can collect them from the Devonport Family Fun Fair box office.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Yes, it sure is. If you think you know the middle word. So we're going to give you two outer words of the Sanger. The bread, the Crips mask loaf of the Word Sanger. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle, give us a buzz, 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Now, what we do, we have a word machine. His name's Theo. He's a supreme gentleman. He's done his time. He's here with his bow tie. He's going to give you the words.
Your words for today are footy and shop.
Footy and shop. Footy, something, shop.
Do you know 1-300-655-922 is the number?
Shop.
Footy something shop. 1-300-655-922 to give us that middle word. If you're correct, you go into the draw for the $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Footy something.
Something shop.
Ari, what could it be?
That's a hard one.
Well, we know it, but...
Yeah, I know, but it is.
What could it be? Footy something. Something shop at 1-300-655-922. Write it. Write it.
I'm riding.
Ride it.
Pedal, bro.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Sean from Devonport is on to play Word Sanger. Just before we do play, Sean, we're asking people today, what's the first thing you did when you got out of isolation, or what's the first thing you would do if you are isolated?
Basically, might just stay at home because I don't really go out much.
Ah, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, you'll be all right.
Just keep isolating.
Yeah, keep isolating. Good on you, Sean. We'll get Theo to give you those words.
Your words for today are footy and shop.
What's that middle word, player?
Shoe.
It's not shoe.
No, footy shoe, shoe shop.
That's a good guess.
Works well, but it's not the one
we're looking for.
No. Sorry, mate.
Not a problem.
Cheers,
Sean.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
This is Emma.
Emma.
Hey, Emma.
Where are you from?
In Burnie.
Emma in Burnie. We'll give you those words again.
Your words for today are footy and shop.
What's the middle word, Em?
Is it possibly game?
It's not game.
Ooh, footy game, game shop.
It's not game. Cheers, Emma.
It's not, sorry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Roll over till tomorrow.
Roll over. It's rolling on.
So you have time to think about that one too. We have a rollover who dat, a rollover word sanger.
Oh, yeah.
Footy something, something shop. Have a think in the next 24 hours and get back to us
tomorrow.
Write
down all your guesses.
Yeah. Yeah, then you can go through them all.
Yeah, maybe talk them out with, like, you know, your co-workers.
But when they call, they only give us one guess,
yeah,
don't they?
You can only guess one.
Yeah.
But, you know, get the one that sounds the best.
Yep.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
After 8 o'clock, we'll have our street team out there with the freebies.
Now, I'm so excited. I just saw Renna downstairs. Adam, update. I saw Easter eggs.
Ooh.
She has got Easter eggs ready to for you to have a grand Easter. I'm so excited. And buses are free today.
Right, yes, they are.
From today. That's so true. She may or may not be, as in she 100% will be. At a bus stop on Steel Street in Devonport.
Right.
With Easter eggs.
So the people on the bus are going to have a good time today.
Yeah. She'll pretty much give out a whole heap of chocolate and then the kids will go to school hyped up on sugar.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect timing.
Get ready for it, teach.
Yeah.
Takesha may not be, because she had an all-nighter at the Relay for Life, so hopefully we see her, but we're not 100% sure. But if
let's
we do...
Let's give her a sleep in.
Well, it's... I mean...
we don't know. We'll find
it's
out.
Not up to
stay
us.
Tuned.
But if she is, she's going to be at Harvey Norman Burney, if she is coming.
And if she's not, she'll be having a snooze.
Yeah, she'll be in her bed. Go find her at her street address. What is her street address? Say it.
Don't bait me like that.
And tax file number?
Don't
say
bait
it.
Me.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Now, the Burnie and Devonport Volkswagen biggest ever footy tipping competition is on right now. It's not too late to register. You can get registering at cfmtaz.com.au. There's cash prizes at the end of each round for the top tipper. Also, a cash prize at the end of the season for the best tipper and also the second best tipper. And the piece of resistance, Ari.
The best bit.
Just by being part of it, you can be a bad tipper if you want. You can win a brand new 2022 Volkswagen Polo. And with us on the phone is Annette Clark from Burnie and Devonport Volkswagen. Annette, thanks for joining us and thanks for offering up the car.
Oh, it's not a problem. It's a great brand new product coming out. So we don't even have the car yet. It's here next month, and all I can tell you is it's automatic, it's white, and it's got the best of everything in it.
I'm sorry, but that is just like music to my ears. It's white,
yeah.
Best colour for a car. It's auto.
Popular colour for a car, yep.
Auto, yeah, even better.
I'm an auto fan myself too.
I feel you. I definitely feel you. So what else is so special about the 2022 Volkswagen Polo?
The 2022 Polo is not yet released, so it's going to be the first one in Australia that we can offer up to people. So
you'll be driving around in pure luxury. You're the only one that will have that car.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Well, it's the first one coming out. So that's what we want to offer, is the opportunity to see the brand new Polo, and you don't even got to be any good to do it.
I know, that's perfect, isn't it?
It's just the best.
You can forget to tip if you want and you could still win it. Now, Annette, with fuel prices so high, can I ask, does it come with a tank of fuel?
It certainly comes with a tank of
fuel. Bam. See, that's worth it. That's worth it as well, isn't it?
So the first trip that you drive around when you show all your friends your brand new car is on us.
How cool is that?
That is amazing.
It's going to have 12-month registration, so you don't have to worry about registration for 12 months when you pick it up.
Man.
Oh, my God, this is so good. And will you put a massive big bow on it?
We'll put a great big bow on it, and we'll make sure that everybody knows that you were able to win that car, and all you had to do was tip. You don't have to be any good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I tipped over the weekend. Did you tip over the weekend?
Yeah, yep. How did you go?
Yeah, how are you going?
Oh, I got six. I'm a Hawthorn supporter and I didn't even pick my team.
Yeah, see, Ari's
what
always...
What is with your... Oh,
Ari's
everyone
always
their
asking
loyal
this.
Teams.
Do you tip your own team? But most people say no, because you've got to go with your head, not your heart.
No, you always tip with your heart and your soul. You got to manifest your team to win.
Good thing is I go for the D's, so I can always tip them anyway. It's the smart choice to tip the D's at the moment.
But you can enter and I can enter, but we can't win, but
no.
The listeners can win. So all you have to do is make sure. And you've got 21 more chances. There's got 21 more rounds, so 21 more times that you can put your name in to get that car.
I know, how amazing is that? Literally, there's no other footy tipping like it on the coast. All you need to do is just register your details, and if you forget to tip, we won't even judge you.
You can still get the car.
You can still win the car. No judgment
with
from
a tank
us.
Of fuel.
With that
which
tank
is
of fuel.
Worth its weight in gold at the moment on its own, that tank of fuel.
It certainly is, gives you the opportunity to go around and show your friends all the new car.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks for offering up the car for this competition. What a great prize, Annette. Thanks to everyone as well out there at Burnie and Devonport Volkswagen for being part of the biggest ever footy tipping competition.
That's okay. We're right behind you.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Annette, and we'll see you soon for a coffee.
Not a problem. We will dish it up for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Annette.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Next up, we'll check in with that street team, that the naughty little street team. They take the goodies and they go give it to the coast.
I know. I can't believe I saw all these Easter eggs downstairs with Renna. I've got FOMO, Adam. Mm. Renna, bring some Easter eggs back. Yum.
She's going to be on the bus or at the bus stop.
She's going to be at the bus stop on Steel Street.
Because buses are free today.
Because buses are indeed free today, and you get the Coast Best free stuff at the bus stop.
Mm.
So all things free.
It's all happening, isn't it? Birthday books coming up. I know you're excited about that.
Let's see if I say your names correctly today.
We'll stay tuned to find out. Before 9 o'clock as well, we're speaking to Annette Clark. We're speaking to Philippa from Chris and Philip. We already spoke to Annette Clark.
We did. Adam, wake up.
We're speaking to Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine about beating burnout. We've been taking your questions on the Facebook at CFM Tasmania. We're going to ask her those questions. Find out
a
bit more.
And we need that on a Monday, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, we've done so much over the weekend.
Yeah.
Need some tips about burnout on a Monday.
It's a good day for it to talk about burnout, I think. I'm burning out as we speak, live on air.
You are losing your breath.
Next up, we are checking in with that street team, so stay with us.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Avril Lavigne having a skate on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Renna is out and about in the CFM Cruiser on Steel Street. Buses are indeed free today and she's found herself a bus stop. Good morning, Renna. Have you got Easter eggs on board?
Good morning. Yeah, I can already see the bus and they're waving at me. Good morning. Alrighty, I am here today at Steel Street in Devonport, just near the roundabout, like if you're going to splash that roundabout there. And the challenge today, hang on, sorry, I got distracted with the bus. Chucky, I asked you this one and I couldn't find it anymore. Hang on, here you go. The challenge today is you just have to copy this. I'll just put my phone in full noise.
I'm gonna start wheezing.
I hope you can hear it.
Sorry, what? What have you done?
You just need to impersonate Ari's laugh.
Can you do it? Can it be impersonated?
Can That's it be done?
I'm gonna start pleasing.
Alright, if you do that way, come and see me this week as well and you'll be on the draw to win a $50 voucher this Friday, all thanks to Gloss Boss, detailing your detailers on the coast. And as part of our Have a Grand Easter promotion, which you can check out on our website, cfmtas.com.au, I will be giving away heaps of chocolate eggs thanks to Woolworths and drinking bottles from, of course, Optus Devonport and Cripps Master Love. I don't have anyone here yet, but if I can see someone to impersonate Ari's love, I'm going to send it through to you. And it is the CFM Cruiser.
Perfect.
Out about, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
Renna, you sneaky little girl.
We might get some audio out of that. That's good. And she pulled an all-nighter on the weekend of the Relay for Life.
She sure did.
But she's made it in time to do a cruise across. It is our CFM Takesha.
It is a good morning. I'm sorry, I got so distracted by Renna's laugh.
Are you going to give it a crack?
I don't even think I could.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not as high-pitched as your voice, though. It doesn't work, especially today. But I did make my cruise across. I was on time, pretty much. And I'm out at Harvey Norman Burnie. I do have the Coast Best Free Stuff. I've God, Better Milk. Thanks to Better Milk, it is fresh flavoured milk and it's absolutely delicious. Of course, I've got Cripps Master Loaf. And thanks to Bernie Volkswagen, I've got temporary tattoos. So come by, come and see me. All I want to know is, what would you buy from Harvey Norman? If you had an unlimited amount of money, I'd buy a bed and I'd put it in the back of the cruiser so I could take a nap, I reckon.
One of those ones with diamonds on the side. Those luxe ones.
Are you talking about the Beautyrest Black?
I am. Oh, wouldn't that be so good today after all those steps at Relay for Life? How many laps do you reckon you ended up doing, Takeesh?
Oh, too many.
Well, you did well. We're very proud of you. Holding down the fort at Relay for Life. So thank you.
Yeah, good work, Takeesh.
And I'm still out. Come find me in the CFM Cruiser powered by Harvey Norman Bernie Electrical.
All right, birthday books next. Last chance to get your entries in. cfmtaz.com.au. Can we pronounce your name?
Who knows?
Find out next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Ari.
Okay, we have got a birthday message that has come through the Facebook page. Can you please put a birthday book shout out today for my mum, Christine Westcombe. I love her so much and she does so much. Happy birthday to her. Love from Alad.
The rest of these have been submitted through the website cfmtaz.com.au via the CFM birthday book portal. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport Marquee photo booth. Plenty more too.
Okay, Bonnie from Wynyard. Happy birthday, Mama. Wishing you an amazing day on your birthday like you deserve. Love your Benny boy, Linda, Lila, Dakota and Nixon.
Now you know we've got a big following out in Squeaking Point.
Oh, got a lot of Squeaking Point.
Joey from Squeaking Point. Happy 11th birthday, Joey. We hope you have an awesome day. Love you heaps, Mum, Dad, Tommy, and, of course, Biscuit.
Cute. Brayden Peters from Penguin. Ooh, milestone birthday ads. Happy 21st birthday, Bray. More adventures await. Have an amazing day. Love, Mum, Ryan, KJ, Cameron, Jax, and Lucy.
Another one for Brayden Peters from Penguin. Happy 21st birthday, Brayden. Love, Dar and Pop.
Cute. We got another one for Brayden Peters, but it says from Zian, so could or could not be the same one. Who knows? Happy 21st birthday. Bunch, love Auntie and Uncle Nan and Pop.
Remember cfmtaz.com.au to get those birthday entries in while we follow the sun on CFM, 23 past 8. Adam and Ari.
Yeah, players.
Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
News is next. Now, I would personally say, if I was a journalist, sporting news, the AFL went mental over the weekend.
Oh, you've been waiting to talk to me about this, haven't you?
Yeah, well, there was obviously the Buddy Franklin thing where he kicked 1,000 goals and everyone rushed.
What's up with that? People can just rush onto the Oval.
They warned people there'd be fines, but you can't really fine thousands of people, really, can you?
There was so many. I had a few friends on my Instagram page running across filming, and imagine if you fell over and got trampled.
I know, it's dangerous. Well, that's why they don't let you do it.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I was also confused when I saw the highlights because I didn't watch the actual game. I just saw the highlights. I was like, the game was still going. They're still at about 3.5 minutes.
Would have loved to have seen an Instagram reel of them all going back to their chairs.
Trying to get them off. Yeah. How do you get them off the ground? But they did and they finished the game eventually. But the Swans did win that one, by the way.
Know.
You got your tips wrong.
I did get them wrong.
But there was also, then at the MCG, the fire alarm went off at another game.
Following the incredible scenes of fans spilling onto the SCG following Buddy Franklin's 1,000th goal, barely 12 hours later, the crowd at the MCG experienced another unique moment.
Oh, we have it. We understand there's a fire somewhere in the MCG. So everyone is being evacuated.
Wow. All players being instructed to get to the middle of the ground.
Guys, straight to the middle of the ground.
However, as soon as fans had begun to evacuate, announcements rang out across the ground that it was in fact a false alarm.
So false alarm confirmed.
False alarm, there you go.
False alarm. Still, they're just doing a fire drill.
Yeah, just
to make
drill.
Sure, you know, at school, just to make sure you'll know what to do if it ever happens.
Yeah. But what a weird weekend of AFL, huh? Not your typical weekend of AFL.
No. Oh, well.
Plus, Carlton beat the Doggies. Weird.
I voted them. I tipped them.
Well voted.
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Rinna's out there in the CFM cruiser. She was taking recordings of people doing impressions of your laugh, Ari. Now, we haven't heard these, but here we go.
Oh. Can you do it? Oh, my God, I cannot, Ariel.
Here's another one. Ooh, another one here. That's a group. Here we go. Well, I think that's the best so far, and we got one more. Okay, the second last one's the most accurate. I'm going to start wheezing.
Ah, they're all so off.
Oh. A little bit.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
We want you to sing it. The number is 1-300-655-922. But there is a catch. You can't just sing anything. Adam's going to play a little clip from a song, a line from a song. If you know the next line after that line, then call that number, 1-300-655-922. If you get the words right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
Here's your line.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not steal the moves, DJ.
Oh. That's a good song, Ads.
Here's the line again.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ.
Yeah, nah, but what's the next bit?
Yeah, what's the next bit? 1-300-655-922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Shanae from Ulverston is on with us for Chorus Kings. Before we do play the game, Shanae, we're just asking today, and I don't know whether you've had to isolate or not, but what's the first thing you would do if you haven't, or the first thing you did do if you have? What's the first thing you do after isolation if you have to isolate for COVID?
Well, thankfully, I haven't had to, but the first thing I would probably do would be go to work, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Definitely.
Wise. Very wise choice.
Probably should do that.
Nah, yeah. I'm just never going to rock up ever again.
All right, Shanae.
Oh, I mean, then the breaks.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, Shanae, we'll give you the line and then you take it from there, all right?
Okay.
Let's do this.
It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves, DJ.
Go, Shanae.
Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
Ooh, yeah. Let's check that tape.
Gonna burn this goddamn
She's done
house
it.
Right down.
She's done it.
No.
Shanae, you're our chorus king for today.
Thank you very much.
Great
well
work.
Done.
Yeah, nice.
Congratulations.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We're joined on the phone by Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine. They're in Don. We've been taking questions on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania. Just your questions about beating burnout, basically. So we're going to put those questions now to Philippa. So thanks so much for being with us, Philippa.
Thank you for having me on the show. Exciting.
We're going to cut right into it, all right, Philippa? So we've got a question here from Elizabeth Wilson. She goes on to say, my baby is almost 6 weeks old and I'm absolutely burnt. What can I do to help me feel better, or do I just have to ride the wave and accept the new norm?
Yeah, that's so hard. I remember those early baby days where the baby doesn't sleep very much and mum doesn't sleep very much either. So my first thing that I would say about that is there is a time and a season. So early baby, newborn, unless you have the perfect baby that sleeps all night, you will probably feel pretty good, but most babies don't. So my answer to that would be support yourself in ways that you can. Like, you can only control what you can control. So you might not be able to control the baby sleeping, although you could team tag with your partner if you have one. But during the daytime would be where you could fill up your cup. So that might look like feeding yourself good, healthy foods that can increase your energy, napping when you can. My big mistake, so my burnout came after I had kids. My big mistake was when I had my second baby. I felt really good after the second baby and I jumped, like, literally within the week after having a cesarean, I jumped right back into work and study and doing all the things, and that was the worst thing I could have done. Because I pretty much burnt out very quickly, even though I felt really good initially. So be happy being a mum and rest, and it's kind of like survival stage in that time in your life. So I wouldn't be adding anything into your bucket.
Yeah, and that's definitely. That's great advice, Philippa. If you are feeling good, don't wreck it by pushing it too hard.
Yeah, exactly. There will come a time when you can do that again, but not at 6 weeks old baby.
Yeah.
Just take it easy.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Tony has another question here. If I could only make one change in my life, which do you think would be most important? And he's written here, less sugar, more exercise, or more sleep? Which one out of the three would be the highest priority?
Yeah, that is such a good question. I saw that one last night, actually. I'm like, ooh, it's so hard. So less sugar, more exercise, more sleep. So I would, like, from a physiological point of view, you could actually go, okay, so she said less sugar, but I'm just going to talk about food in general. You can go for up to a month or two without food before you die. Exercise, like, you could live a very sedentary life and live to maybe 70, 80, 90. Sleep, so I looked online and did a bit of googling. I'm like, how long can you last without sleep? And I think research studies show up to 11 days I think is like the record. So just based on that, like 11 days before you can no longer sleep anymore, 2 months of no food before you die, and movement, you could live a sedentary life for the rest of your life. So I would say sleep is most important, but all of them are important for quality of life. I know personally for me, I will feel really crappy after like even one night's sleep, as opposed to if I went on holiday for a couple of weeks and my eating wasn't as good as what it usually would be at home, maybe a bit more sugar or processed foods, I'll feel pretty good. But if I don't sleep, I'll feel really crappy. And I guess that's personal for everyone. Maybe someone will feel terrible with sugar, even having one meal, whereas they could maybe get away with a few nights of 5 hours of sleep.
And then it's also like you're talking about sleep, and it's like, okay, well, personally for me, what makes me sleep better? Well, moving my body during the day.
So if
you're focusing on getting better sleep, it's like, okay, well, what are the things you can do to get better sleep? Well, for me personally, if I eat sugar before I go to sleep, weird nightmares. So it's like, don't eat sugar before I go to sleep and exercise during the day.
They're all linked, aren't they?
Yeah.
And the exercise one's an interesting one as well, because I have some people, like I remember I had a client who's like, exercise works even better than an antidepressant for me. If I don't have exercise, I'm suicidal. So I'm like, for her, probably exercise would be the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess, it's tailored to the individual person. But, I like that sleep, from what you've said, you can't live after 11 days without any sleep.
Your body just shuts down.
For sure. I take antidepressants, and I can tell you that exercise always helps me.
Yeah, it's so good for mental health. It's amazing.
And we've got one last question here for you. This is from Carly. What are the main signs of burnout? Is it just feeling stressed out all the time, or is it a real physical problem that can harm my body?
Yeah, that's a cool question. So a lot of people, when they hear burnout, think it's just like, oh, I feel so stressed out and overwhelmed and like my mental clutter. But when we actually use the term body burnout, because when someone burns the candle at both ends, when they've been working too hard or juggling all the things, the body, like inside, your body systems literally burn out. So it is a physical problem. It's not just, like even a mental health issue is a physical problem. So it could be that your neurotransmitters, so your brain neurotransmitters actually deplete. It could be that your hormones are all out of whack. Burnout can show up as gut issues, so your digestive organs switch off because you're always in that fight-flight state and you can't digest food properly, or you have pathogens in the gut overgrowing because your immune system is suppressed. So it's definitely a physical problem. And some of the main signs that I would see are definitely energy, mood, and gut or inflammatory issues. So that's fatigue, brain fog, anxiety, depression, or just feeling like irritable and not yourself. And then you could have bloating, constipation, diarrhea, skin issues, joint pain is quite common as well, or just feeling like, going back to the exercise question where people feel great when they exercise, if you're in a later stage of burnout, you don't feel great when you exercise. It's almost like that's too much of a stressor for your body and you feel more exhausted. So
definitely.
They're some big, kind of like big things that I would be thinking about.
Yep.
Insomnia as well is another one.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sleep, but you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. That's Philippa from Chris and Philly Functional Medicine answering some of your questions that we got through the Facebook. So thanks for your questions too. You can find them on Don Road. And we'll catch up again next Monday, Philippa.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds great.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning, Adam.
Welcome to the week. We're asking today on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania, what's the first thing you did out of isolation? A lot of people saying, I hate the supermarket, but I loved going there when I got out of isolation.
So many people were saying that, aren't they? It's like a little outing for them.
Definitely. And Michelle said, we just wanted to take away coffee and to sit outside in fresh air. That was me too. I just wanted a beer off the tap.
Yeah, well, not coffee. You just wanted a nice cold beer.
Yeah.
Rebecca has said, in ISO at the moment, and definitely getting a decent coffee and taking the kids to the beach or the park is on her mind.
You know what I did do during the big lockdown when Tassie was locked down? I bought like a mini keg of beer.
Did you?
So just
this is news to me. You've been hiding out information.
Some German company, because Heineken used to make mini kegs, but you can't get them anymore. But I got some imported German beer just so I could have a beer off the tap. One of these mini kegs.
You know what you need is you need friends at the pub and then just buy a full keg.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then you just need a little bit of a tap.
Don't you need a tap? Yeah, how do you tap those things?
Well, you've got to get creative.
But anyway, we're asking on the phones this morning as well, 1-300-655-922. What's the first thing you did when you got out of ISO? Jacinta from Heybridge said...
Definitely go see my grandkids.
Aww.
Aww.
We'll accept that answer. Sean from Devonport chimed in.
Basically, might just stay at home because I don't really go out much.
Ah, yeah. Well, you'll be all right.
Just keep isolating.
Yeah, keep isolating. And Sinead from Ulverston popped this one in.
Well, thankfully I haven't had to, but the first thing I would probably do would be go to work, I'm guessing.
Yeah, definitely.
Wise.
A very good employee, that Sinead.
To be honest, I think if I had to isolate, that would be the first thing I would do.
Go to work. You wouldn't come go here. Anywhere else first.
No, it probably comes right here.
I got set free on a Sunday, though. That's why I went and got a steak.
You went to Valentino's,
yeah,
didn't you?
Steak.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Nutella strawberry pizza delicious yesterday?
It was good, but I do prefer a savoury pizza. Oh, thank you very much.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Adele on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Ari, you know what they say about Easter?
What do they say about Easter?
It's a time for chocolates and guessing games. That's what everyone says.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they do now.
Because we've combined the two. We're pioneers. So you count the eggs in the jars that we spread across the northwest coast and enter the amount online at cfmtaz.com.au for our Have a Grand Easter competition.
Now, there's 10 jars across the coast. You can head into Maggie's Cards and Gifts, Crisp and Clean, Bonita Leather and Accessories, Upper Burnie News Agency, Leading Edge Electronics, Peter and Eunice Seafoods, Toy World Devonport, Dalton Cafe in Ulverston, Bev's Cross Crafts in Sprayton, and The Crowded Lounge in Latrobe.
And just for guessing, you could be winning that very jar full of Easter eggs. Plus, you go into the draw to win $1,000 worth of Woolies gift cards.
$1,000.
Well, that's why we're calling it Have a Grand Easter.
Because
you're clever.
Winning a grand.
Aren't we clever?
In a gift card to spend at Woolworths, ready for your Easter weekend. Because, I mean, lots of people like go away because there's so many days off.
Yeah.
So you need extra money for Woolies.
Yeah.
To get your groceries.
Get your holiday shopping done.
Get your fish and your white meat ready for Good Friday.
Get that white meat ready is what Ariel is saying. CFMTAS.com.au for more information and to enter your guests for our Have a Grand Easter competition next. Michael Jackson. You want to be starting something, Ari? You starting something right here?
Oh, I'm always starting something, aren't I?
MJ's about to start something next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Done for the day. Remember, you can listen back to the full show anytime you like on demand at cfmtaz.com.au. And when we're live, 6 till 10, you can stream us for free on the iHeartRadio app.
You sure can. It's so easy to use as well. I love it.
Mm, you can bookmark your favourite stations, your favourite shows.
I have done that.
It's all there, iHeartRadio, the only audio streaming app you need, Player.
And get excited that you can go out and about across the coast to participating businesses and count Easter eggs.
Yes, more information about that on our website as well, cfmtaz.com.au. Just have a look at the Have a Grand Easter competition. Next, Have a Grand Workday Hits with Takeesh.
Wonder how she's feeling.
Tired, I imagine, from the
Very
relay.
Very tired. You got this, Takeesh. You've got this.
Let's see if she got this next.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening on demand. Anything else to say, Ari, or should we take off?
You're tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Aren't you, Snoopy?
Yeah.
You need a bed on the couch.
I don't get days off.
You don't get days off?
Yeah.
Hey, at a funeral, doesn't count.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, can't be mad, can ya? You can't be mad! A day's off and you can't even be mad. And then I got a wedding.
But can you be salty?
You can be salty, I guess.
Should I come in tomorrow? What do you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I can't remember how to do it, but I have such a good taste this Tuesday.
I know.
And it's like so relevant. It needs to be like this week, but a moon. If you're tired, stay home.
Yeah, but the
tired.
General manager suggested, Adam should have a day off. So now I'm like, you're the boss, general manager.
Well, only because you're working so many days and then we're going to Optus on Friday. So I'd prefer to you be there on Friday.
Maybe I'll take Friday off.
No, don't do that.
A bit sick, sorry.
Don't do that.
bit sick.
Oh, stop it. Don't do that and don't be going getting COVID anytime soon, please.
Mm.
I'd rather you have one day off, not seven.
Yes,
like seven. Me.
Imagine seven.
Stop it.
Bit sick. Nah, bit sick, actually.
Maybe I'll just go get COVID and then I don't have to come to work. Then we could both be off together, but like separately.
Tempting, though, having tomorrow off. No promo meeting.
No,
Don't have to go to the promo meeting.
The promo meeting's fun.
We all hate them.
No.
It's not just me.
Whatever.
We all
if
hate
you want to have a day off to have a bed on the couch and watch your Pearl Jam videos on repeat, I'll allow it.
No, the taste test thing, though, does worry
but
me.
But the taste test thing is a good one. You would have never had them before.
Did you get it from Adelaide?
Mm.
When you were up there?
Yeah, can you guess?
Is it some kind of Adelaidean food?
Yeah.
So it's like fancy free settler stuff? I can't guess, no.
Okay, cool. We'll find out tomorrow. If you rock up, if not, I'll just eat them all.
Oh, see. What do I do? Maybe I just have Wednesday off. And count.
Yeah, Wednesday's a good day.
After the show Tuesday as my day off too. No promo meeting therefore.
Yeah, that's fine. Why don't you just go home now and then tomorrow and Wednesday. Just have a real short week. Just do the show and go home.
Yeah, can't. We've got meetings and we've got to record something at 10.
Nah, all lies. All lies. Okay, darling.